This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will be working with a new Secretary of Labor. She will need all her skills to ward off Ted Kennedy's liberal labor agenda. We'll face off after this. Ted, Ann McLaughlin has taken on her new duties as Secretary of Labor. Even though she has been on the job just a few days, she already has a full agenda. But she sure needs to keep a keen eye on your activities as you try to fill that long wish list of organized labor. That list would simply bankrupt America's employers. Ann McLaughlin is an extraordinary and capable lady. She has served her country in many administration posts, but as Secretary of Labor, she takes on one of the toughest jobs in Washington. We can really count on Ann McLaughlin to stand firm as you push your liberal agenda. And when you try to demand expensive employee benefits, she will be there as a voice of reason. The American people should be pleased.
Al, the idea of a Secretary of Labor in the Reagan administration is almost a contradiction in terms. You and I both know this administration is the most anti-labor, anti-worker, anti-union administration in American history. Ann McLaughlin's got a thankless job, and she deserves full credit for accepting it. She follows in some very distinguished footsteps. When you and I were growing up, Al, Frances Perkins was Secretary of Labor, the first woman ever to serve in the President's cabinet. Secretary McLaughlin can be a powerful voice today for all workers, especially working women, and the serious problems facing them in the workplace, beginning with equal pay for equal work, decent child care, reasonable parental leave when a child is sick or a baby's born. Don't hold your breath waiting for Ann McLaughlin to parrot your Neanderthal labor agenda, Al. One of us is wrong about her, and the evidence is it's you. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on the Hatch Act. Are federal employees second-class Americans? Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.